We left off in the middle of Siman Shin Tes, if Dalad. The Rama now tells us that if you have something that's a basis davar aser, that means it was planned, that this non-muks item will be the base and holder of something that's muksa over Shabbos, and therefore the non-muks item becomes muksa since it's the base and foundation of the muksa item, it's its basis. So the Rama tells us now that even if the muksa item gets taken off of the basis in the middle of Shabbos, still the basis remains muksa for the rest of the Shabbos. Once it was muksa, migus katsoi, ben hashmosh, the beginning of Shabbos, remains muksa the whole Shabbos. And he says the same by any other muksa, which the Mishbur explains means, let's say something is muksa because it was unusable beginning of Shabbos. It was unusable, so it became muksa. And now it became usable, it became functional in the middle of Shabbos. Still, since it was muksa beginning of Shabbos, ben hashmosh, it becomes muksa for the entire Shabbos. Now the Rama tells us that someone takes a muksa item and puts it on his friend's non-muksa item, he cannot make the non-muksa item a basis. Because you can't assert your friend's thing unless it's midayit, unless he gives you permission to do it. It doesn't make a difference, Mishmur explains, if the muksa item belongs to your friend or belongs to you. You cannot make your friend's non-muksa item muksa and make it into a basis. However, Mishmur explains that if it's in the case where it's for the benefit of your friend that you put it there and probably is agreeable to it, then you could make his thing a basis. For example, if let's say somebody has a candle and it's dripping and it's going to drip and it's not good for the owner of the candle that's going to drip all over the place. So you, his friend, come and put a plate underneath it before Shabbos to catch the drip. So you made a basis and it's for his benefit. So then the plate does become a basis for the entire Shabbos. And even if the candle burns out or the candle is gone, still that plate remains muksa the entire Shabbos. However, Mishnah Berurah brings the Derech HaChaim that if you have plans to have the candle removed, whether through Nir or through a Goy in the middle of Shabbos, so then since we already said last time in Sif Dalad, earlier in Sif Dalad, there's a Shita that something that you only plan it being a basis for part of Shabbos, it does not become a basis for the entire Shabbos. And you know, we usually pass like that, but sometimes when you're stuck, you can be Samach that. And over here, it's not the owner who made the basis, it's someone else. So, but see, if these two factors, there's room to a Mekel that does not become a basis in such a case. Sif Hey, the Mechaber tells us something that we already had earlier in the Siman, that which, when you want to get the muksa item off a non-muksa item, in the case where it's not a basis, we say to shake the muksa item off, then the non-muksa item can be moved. That's only if you just need the non-muksa item for itself. But if it's a place that you need that place, it's not good enough just to shake it off. You need the place itself, and the only way to do it is to remove the whole combination of muksa and non-muksa and move it somewhere else, then you can betalto the chavis, the barrel of the oven. If it's a place where it's not practical to shake the oven off, and it's a case where the chavis not become a basis for the oven, you could take the chavis with the oven and put it down somewhere else. Siman Shin Yud is actually the siman that's titled Dinei Muksa B'Shabbos. The Mechaber says that if you have a stick that you hang fish on it, even because mias, it's a bad smell, becomes disgusting, still does not become muksa, you can betalt on Shabbos. Because when muksa machas mias, something that one would not use, it's set aside for regular use because of its mias, because it's unpleasant and disgusting, we pass like a shiman that does not become muksa. There's a Mechaleks Tanom, from Sakha Shabbos, and Beyab, to the Shimon of Yehuda. Reb Yehuda has a much more broader view of muksa. Reb Shimon has a much more limited view of muksa. We pass like Reb Shimon, and therefore muksa machas mias, and it's set aside because it's unpleasant and disgusting, does not become muksa. Siv Beis, the Mechaber says that any food that's not attached to the ground, it's roi la'achila, does not become muksa on Shabbos. That means if you have, let's say, dates or almonds or any other fruits that, even if you own a store and they're really meant to be sold, since Mishnah Berurah explains, you might change your mind on Shabbos, decide to eat some of them because you're hungry or you want them, so therefore they do not become muksa on Shabbos. Mechaber says that even wheat kernels, you plant them in the ground, as long as they not take root, there's no isser of kaitzer to remove them, they do not become muksa on Shabbos. And the reason is because you could pull them out and you could use them. There's what to use them on Shabbos, there's a way to eat the kernels on Shabbos as well. If you have eggs that are under a chicken, you allow them to top them, you allow them to move them on Shabbos. If you have dates that are picked off the tree before they're fully ripe, and now you put them in baskets, or them to ripen in the baskets, you're allowed to eat them even before they become fully ripe. Only exception, the Mechaber says, are gregus smukim, dried figs, or smukim, or dried grapes, basically becoming raisins. You put them aside in the place they used to put things aside in order for them to dry, for the fruit to dry. There they become usher on Shabbos and muksa, because there's two reasons. There's two factors. First of all, you're dechinu b'yadayim, you actively put them in a place where they're not going to be used or usable. And second of all, they're loy chazu, they're not edible, because they have a stage when they're in the middle of becoming dry, where they're not at all edible. Since you did two things, you're dechinu b'yadayim, you actively push them away, and they're inedible, that's the second factor, then they taka kam muksa, even if you're b'shimen, and we cannot eat them on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says, the Gemara says, only greg tzimukim, dried figs and dried grapes, raisins, other fruit, they put them out to dry, they did not become muksa, because even during the drying process, they are always edible in some way or another. And the klal is, that's only because muksa, we have both factors. If they were dechinu b'yadayim, you actively push them away, and they're loy chazer, not edible, by the beginning of Shabbos, then they become muksa for the entire Shabbos, like etzem v'avodim.